Hello there, folks. So today is St George's Day in England, and I thought I'd just do a quick video having a to mark the occasion, for no other reason than I'm sick to death of what St George's Day turns into an annual shit on the English day. It should be a day of patriotism and celebration of English identity, and it isn't. It turns into a day in which the English identity can be dumped on and deconstructed and ridiculed. And the people who do want to celebrate St. George's Day are called racist morons, and I'm sick and tired of it. And I'm also sick and tired of just the attitude of the people who think they're smart by doing this. And this whole thing where, well, St. George isn't even English; he's a Turk, which Turkey didn't exist at the time. It's to do with the Byzantium Empire and Christianity, but who cares? Who cares? Let's not let facts get in the way, because the same people who on that say that also say that David Lammy is English. So you see, and that at the same time, it's interesting to know that Ramadan, it's today's Ramadan, and they will talk in hushed and respectful tones about, even though they aren't Muslims, they'll still be really respectful and they'll still say it's the holy month of Ramadan. But you can check this out on Twitter and see the most popular tweets. When the one for the beginning of Ramadan is like Muslims, and it's all very respectful and dignified. And then you go on the ones for St. George's Day and English identity and Englishness, and you'll see that it's just people just shitting all over the English identity. And even the way they go about it, of course, is these kind of left liberal nihilistic twats. Even that's kind of irritating, because they're trying to reduce this, they're trying to do this deconstruction thing and reduce a myth to pure rationalism, which again they lie about, because how rational they actually are, and how they like to tie things into a historical perspective. Even that's not, they're not exactly honest about that anyway, but at least I know where they're coming from. At least I know what they're trying to do in this thinking, which is to say base everything purely on facts and reason and evidence. And of course, when they don't do it when it's Ramadan, for example, or anybody else, they'll just do it to an English myth. So we have this day of patriotism, a day of English identity, and what they want to do, what they are doing, is just deconstructing it and pointing out that it's just all rubbish and myth. So you're left with nothing. You're left with nothing at all. And the worst thing about it is it's actually a fundamental understanding, a misunderstanding of how myth and identity work, because the whole point of the myth is that it is a myth and it isn't some sort of historically accurate thing which you can revise. I mean, they're not big on historical revisionism either in certain contexts. But the whole point of the myth is that it speaks to a deeper truth about identity and about patriotism than this purely rational thought that they use, because what their thought leads to is the world that we have today, where everything is deconstructed, everything is demythologized and demystified, and what we have is actually just this empty, vacuous, nihilistic, consumerist wasteland. Which and they think they're beyond all that, and they're not. They're just kind of swamped in it. They are the conduit through which all of this happens. But just in terms of the myth as well, is that when we actually get into what happened with St. George and the dragon, you see that it's that a dragon was attacking a village. And St. George arrived on the scene, and he saved the local peasantry. Sometimes there's a princess in there. He saves her and slays the dragon. But what we see is that there's actually a lot more to it than that. In the case of St. George, it was that God was using George as his avatar. He was operating through George. But the point here is that the dragon is the representation of evil in not just in European mythology, but in Indo-European mythology, Nordic mythology, Germanic mythology, we see this repeating over and over and over again. Not so much for the rest of the world. In places like China, that they have the symbol of the dragon isn't the same as it is in it's more of a symbol of power and majesty. In Vietnam, they believe they were spawned from a dragon, and the dragon brings in the harvest in Vietnam. And in the Hebrew tradition, I know, we've got to be careful. In that one, there's a dragon in that too. But then Yahweh, that actually kills the dragon on behalf of the people. What we see in European, for Germanic myth, Nordic myth, just the European Indo-European tradition, is that it mainly falls on European man himself first to recognize the dragon, recognize the evil that the dragon represents, and then to find the power to destroy the dragon himself. There's actually something quite deep in that as well, because we see it coming out later through Faustian man. There's something Faustian about that. The higher power has took a step back, and European man has to tackle the dragon, has to face the evil and overcome it on his own to a large degree, which I think is something very poetic. And I think here you begin to see something deeper about the European spirit. In Ireland, of course, you have St. Patrick, who chased the serpents out. And in England, our manifestation of that is the myth of St. George. So yes, it's what matters here is not that St. George isn't ethnically English. What matters here is the manifestation of the European myth in regards to the dragon. And of course, the same people, I mean, St. George is just our manifestation of that. And what annoys me about these purely rational, sceptical types, it isn't just the cowardice, because they know they can get away with dumping on us and our myths and traditions and legends. It's that they don't even understand the depths and the meaning of those legends and myths in the first place. They don't, because they wouldn't even recognize the existence of a metaphysical evil, let alone the idea that European man has a tradition of facing the evil pretty much on his own, or maybe with a little bit of help from whether it's Christianity or it's the Nordic or the German tradition, with a little bit of help from a higher power or a god. None of that matters. None of this exists. This is all fairy tales, and it doesn't speak to anything about the world in which we live today. Well, you see, if we look at the world today, does evil exist in it? In other words, in medieval Europe, they were absolutely certain that evil existed. And of course, they would use the dragon, especially in the medieval Europe. The dragon would be the avatar of Satan. And so this is where St. George essentially killed the avatar of Satan, saved the princess, and the villagers all converted to Christianity because they saw his courage and his bravery. And yet now we live in the world where we're not even supposed to believe that there is any kind of metaphysical evil. And it's the same thinking that deconstructs. It's the same people who are sort of leading the assault on English identity today on social media, who tell us that there is no such thing as evil. Well, is that the case though? Because if we look into the world, if we look at what's happening in England, we see evil. We see evil every day. The elites are evil. The people who run the media are evil. You can kind of take the long way around and explain all of their different motivations, and how all of these outrages are based. You can frame it in ideological terms, but you can just as easy get straight down to it and say that they're all evil and are all scum and they all need to be vanquished. But of course, it's very convenient when you remove that from the equation. And it's funny, because last night, by coincidence, I was watching Exorcist 3. And it's a funny... It's got George C. Scott, and he's a detective, And he ends up, he's a cynic and he's a skeptic, and he's kind of doesn't go along with all of the Catholic priests. He doesn't believe any of it's actually true. But then at the end, Satan reveals himself in the lunatic asylum, and he has to confess that he actually does believe in the evil. He does believe now, when he sees just how disgusting he is, when he's revealed himself, that if he does believe in the evil, and so he therefore naturally flows that if there is a metaphysical evil, there must also be a metaphysical good, and it's then when he refines his faith. And in a way, we are trapped in it. None of this is rational. None of this can be quantified. None of this is all harking back to something deeper about the world. But we can't see it. We can't understand these things if we are going to look at it purely in this nihilistic, skeptical, post-enlightenment frame of reference. We're stuck in it forever. And when evil actually manifests itself and appears in England and does the most disgusting things, like Rotherham, there's nothing to be done about it. We just have to frame it all in this ideological terms. So that's just my thoughts on St. George's Day. I can't stand these. I can't stand to see this, because they think they're so clever when they come out with this garbage. But no, they're missing like 90% of the human understanding of the world. Morons, absolute morons. So happy St. George's Day, folks, and I'll catch you later.